Everywhere you look, there's these RNA viruses. Every disease is associated with RNA virus. They're switching genes with us all the time. So what does this have to do with the future of vaccines? What this means is that with any illness, whether it's a hangnail or cancer or Alzheimer's or rheumatoid arthritis or so-called measles or so-called chickenpox or whooping cough or any condition, you will be able to find a cohort of RNA that you will then be able to say, this RNA is associated with this condition more often than some other condition. So you will be able to find correlations. More people with ovarian cancer have this kind of RNA. Therefore, this RNA represents a specific sequence, a specific species of virus. And then obviously, you're going to be able to treat this by giving somebody an RNA vaccine to treat this RNA virus, stimulate your antibodies allegedly against this virus, because it's obviously the RNA virus that is causing every disease, every situation of a human being, and then they will gradually personalize it. So this is your particular RNA cohort, and then they will be able to develop a vaccine in 2 days with almost no expense. We're not talking about monkey kidney cells anymore and trypsin and aluminum and fetal bovine serum and horse serum and snot from a three-toed frog or any of that stuff anymore. All that biological stuff is gone. It's anyways messy and expensive, and those idiots like Cowan, and they're on to us anyways, and the mothers, they don't want to be injected with horse serum anymore, their children. And so now we have exactly what we hear. We are pro-vaccine. We want safe vaccines. But those are pretty simple, easy to make, inexpensive compounds, which then we can treat all the poor and starving people of the world at very little expense, very personalized, and treat them for not 73 different shots like now, but your whole life for all your different conditions. And that is exactly why there's a $500 billion investment into mRNA technology